Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. About how in the ages, or in the age of faith, in Christendom, that men and women and children conducted their affairs with a holiness that we can't even conceive of today. And I was reading it, and I actually read that page over, because I know you're recording someone. I actually read that page over twice, and it brings the whole message home that this madness that we live among, and it is madness. This madness is not, this is not what a Christian world looks like, the one that we're living in today.
No, we've gotten so far that really is, I think, we don't really even have the mental structures to be able to think about what it might be like to live in a Christian society. I mean, we can sort of imagine it, but I think that deep down sense of order that's there and just the balance between man and God, all of those just pieces that are necessary, I think, in a healthy human mind. So much of what we experience on a day-to-day basis does not reflect that. So it's very hard to even begin to imagine what it might be like to live in it. I guess that's one of the great advantages that we have of all these great books that we can tap into. But as far as our day-to-day experience, there's really nothing that can compare to it. Even on a monastic level, you hear different religious orders talking about how the culture still finds its way in. You know, it's Shylock's quote about how in The Merchant of Venice, the music gets through the walls. There's a way that even the best intended people are still struggling with these things just because the culture is so heavy at this point in our lives.